Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose. Got to matriculate that ball down the field, not the other way. Dak's getting left back. He's matriculating it the wrong way.
Oh, Hank Stram.
ESPN NFL analyst, former Jets and Bills head coach. Knows a little something about AFC East football, at the very least, Rex Ryan.
Rex,
coach,
you tell me Josh Allen, Dak Prescott, the same thing?
No.
Like Key?
No, I know what Key. I know what Key's doing. He's stirring that pot up. And
he's smoking something good.
But I don't see it that way. I think this is almost a once-in-a-generation type talent in Josh Allen. Dak Prescott's not that. Dak Prescott's a leader. Dak Prescott's got all the intangibles you look for and things, but he doesn't have a once-in-a-lifetime talent the way Josh Allen has.
Okay, so you know. Rex.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's very talented, right?
Josh
Allen. He walks through the building, get off the bus. That's the guy we want to get off the bus with, right? Right? We want to get off the bus with Josh Allen.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. All right. So if you get off the bus with a guy who's 3-3 in the postseason, or you getting off the bus with a guy who's 2-3 in the postseason, what's the damn difference? They ain't getting me the way I want to go. If I'm getting off the bus with a guy who turns the football over, and then I get off the bus with another guy who turns the football over, what's the difference? Same guy.
Well,
same thing. He ain't helping me do what I'm supposed to do. So in the end, what do we call that? A coach killer.
Well, Key, here's what I would say. What are you doing to help Josh Allen win? Josh Allen's doing everything for his team to try to win, to be in position to win. I think when you look at the statistics on Josh Allen, even in the playoffs, I think it's going to be a hell of a lot better than you think. He hadn't been the problem, all right? It's his teammates. Maybe Josh should have played linebacker in that game because that defense stunk, all right? They got whipped. They got whipped by three backup offensive linemen, and that's Josh Allen's fault? I don't see
Question
it.
Question about Josh Allen in that case, Coach. Because
yep.
he's Cam Newton 2.0 in a way, right? Like, he's got to do everything.
There
or,
you go.
Or Jay said, I think it's a great comparison, Luka Doncic, right? Every year, I was going to win the MVP, but it's too centered on him. Is he the type of guy, do you think, who could win by doing less? In other words, I know the temptation is to use him a lot, but maybe partly it's also because they don't think that you can win with him another way, can they?
Well, I think you can win with Josh Allen anyway. I think he's that kind of talent. I think the people around him, you're not gonna win if your defense gets, you know, bludgeoned like that. Mm-hmm. That's the great thing about our sport. And Key knows as well as anybody, guys. It's 22 starters out there, and you know you're one side of the ball. And I get it. It's the most important position, you know, on the field and in any sport is the quarterback. But he puts you in position. But you've got to bring the team with you. And you've got to build that team around this player, all right? And I think that's what we see in Cincinnati, don't we? We see that. You got Joe Burrow. He elevated a whole franchise. But their team, their defense, a hell of a lot better, you know, in big moments. That's the thing that gets me. Where was Buffalo's always played good defense, but that's what's disappeared in the playoffs to me.
Well, Philly,
it
too,
Coach. It disappeared to Kansas City when they got beat. It disappeared yesterday.
Rex, I was trying to say the same thing. Joe Burrow, for missing three offensive linemen, barely got touched.
Yeah.
Barely got touched.
But Coach,
Joe Mixon is running for 106 yards. I mean, that's a difference right there. I mean, they came out, they ran the ball. Same way with Philly. Philly pounded the ball.
But in Philly, you have a quarterback, and you saw it immediately, even on the defensive end. When they made the switch from Wentz to Hurts, everyone got juiced. Everyone played better. You see Burrow come in the game, everyone plays better, both sides of the ball. I don't know that Josh Allen is having that effect. I don't know.
Oh, I think he has. I think he's had a huge effect.
On the defense?
He's had an effect on that entire franchise. Okay. I mean, it really has. Guys, I was the guy before Sean McDermott. I was the head coach. We never had that. I can assure you, as soon as that cat came in that building, that team elevated. Same thing with Joe Burrow. They're both franchise changers. Everybody in that franchise lifts up. I think what's disappeared in the biggest moments has not been the play of Josh Allen. It's been the play of his defense.
Even though he's giving the ball to the other team, Rex, that's not the defense giving the ball to the other team. That's Josh Allen.
Okay.
The same thing as Dak Prescott. It's not Michael Parsons giving a – it's Dak Prescott giving the ball to the other team. It's not Michael Parsons. It's not Lawrence. It's not Diggs. It's the damn quarterback. So yeah. I don't know how we can't say – I understand his talent. We love it. He's got the biggest, strongest arms I've seen since John Elway.
Right.
He can pierce it through the snow. He can do all of those things. But in the end, he's with me and you on set in Arizona at the Super Bowl. Joe Burrow, probably not. Patrick Mahomes, probably not. Okay, Jalen Hurts, probably not. Brock Purdy, probably not. One of those four, two of those four quarterbacks will be in the game, and the other two will be with us. That's the only thing that I'm saying. We're not having this conversation about Josh Allen playing in Arizona. We're having a conversation about who, Dak Prescott, or is it Josh Allen? Who's to blame? Is it Sean McDermott and Leslie Frazier? Is it Kellen Moore and Mike McCarthy? That's the conversation. I don't want to keep having this conversation about Josh Allen every single year, and then we come back to how strong his arm is and how big and tough he is. And no, how about getting Rex Ryan to the damn Super Bowl? How about that?
Well, I think if I was on that team, they'd be in the Super Bowl, but that's a different story. But because, and the reason I say it is, I mean, we're laughing about it, but that defense, man, I mean, we can't ignore that. That's the one that failed them in Kansas City last year. That's the one that failed them again here. You got three backup offensive linemen, and you got punked. You got absolutely whipped.
Every other
that.
Team, when they miss three-fifths of the offensive line, gets killed. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes got killed in the Super Bowl. Tom Brady got killed in the first round this year because they were missing the offensive line. Bengals going with three guys missing in the snow that Buffalo's supposed to be built for
right.
and whipped them up.
Whipped them. Yep. I mean, absolutely whipped them. I mean, they did whatever they want.
So what are you doing, Rex? What you doing with Brock Purdy, man? What you going to do with Purdy?
Brock, he's got to be our guy. How is he not? He hadn't lost a game. I mean, he's coming in there. They look more efficient on offense than, you know, with him than they have with anybody else. So he's your guy moving forward. Now, do I think they got some issues, some real issues coming up against Philly? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're going to have some issues in that one.
Yeah, I'm not trying to jump to Philly yet. I'm trying to stay right with the Cowboys, Rex. Everybody, you know, we have this, you know, sports talk radio.
Yes.
TV pundits today, right? What's going on? Mike McCarthy, Kellen Moore, the last play of the game. What the hell was that? He shouldn't get the Panthers job. But at the end of the day, you need the players on the field to make the plays. So how much of it do you put on Dak Prescott?
Well,
losing Tony Pollard, that hurts.
Yeah, absolutely hurt. I mean, as soon as he went out, I'm like, ooh, they're going to have – they can't do anything. And it almost looks – to me, it looks so hard. And why? Because he's sitting there in the pocket every time. I know exactly where Dak's going to be. And we used to call it pitching out of a well. So that defensive line, push that pocket, collapse that pocket, push it right there. Where literally the quarterback now has to almost throw out of a well. Well, you're not going to be as accurate. You're not going to make the decision. Everything looks so hard when Dak Prescott's back there. Here's my question. Why? Why? He never used to be like this. This guy had mobility. When he came into the league, he used his legs. He had mobility.
The O-line was a lot better back then, Coach.
Well, the O-line, in my opinion, is not – I thought the O-line played well.
But they're not – they used to be dominant.
O-line's been playing well, for sure.
Yeah, they used to be dominant.
O-line played well.
No, I understand, but here's the thing. This guy was one of the best red zone quarterbacks in the league. He was.
What happened?
Okay, how about this? He protected the football. The big issues now is he's not protecting the football.
He also gave you the feeling early on that he had it, right?
Absolutely.
Like, as a rookie, fourth rounder, he comes in from the first preseason game. You go, that guy's got it. They should make this switch with Romo if he gets hurt, and they did. And in the playoffs against Aaron Rodgers, Rodgers made an incredible throw to beat him, but he brought him back. He had it.
Yeah.
And that it is gone, it feels like.
No, but it feels like it because you're right. It feels like it. I think he still has it, but why isn't it showing up? And to me, that's what he's got to be. He's got to go back to this guy protected the football at a historic rate as a starting quarterback. Now he's doing it just the opposite, a 180. What the hell? We can't protect the ball anymore? That's one of the most important things, critical things in playing the position. Where is that gone? Where is his use of his legs, his mobility gone? Because he got injured, we just don't run him anymore? Like, he doesn't have the threat. Mm. Until they get those answers corrected, they ain't going anywhere.
So what do you do if you're Jerry Jones? What moves do you make? Do you make any moves? Do you stick with what it is, get a wide receiver, get some other pieces?
Well, this is funny because I thought there's no way in hell they're going to fire Mike McCarthy, right? There's no way. You got Sean Payton out there. Jerry Jones ain't getting any younger. So I don't know. I'm just saying, guys. It sounds crazy. Guy won 12 games. He did a great job. But what are you doing, man? Here's the thing I know about Jerry Jones. Dude would cut his arm off to win another Super Bowl. And you're telling me that if he thinks he can get better at the head coach position, can help out Dak Prescott and his team?
I'm saying
that
yes.
That's not a consideration?
Yes. I'm saying yes, coach. He would do anything except put his ego aside. And that's why Bill Parcells didn't last there, right? And that's the $64,000 question now. Is he desperate enough finally to say, okay, I tried to win it my way. I'm going to have to compromise on that to see another one, right? And go get Sean Payton or whoever it would take. You think he's ready to do that?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's a $64,000 question. I think it's a $20 million question per year. But you're right. I mean, your point is well taken. And, I mean, it would be crazy, guys, if you're going to let a coach go with 12 wins. Was it crazy when the Eagles let Doug Peterson go and the quarterback? Was it crazy then with Carson Wentz? You had all that investment in him. You let him go. You also let the head coach go.
Right.
How's it look
there
now?
Yeah.
How's that move look now? You're telling me Jerry Jones isn't thinking about it? I think he is.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, that is the great Rex Ryan, ladies and gentlemen.
Same thing, Rex.
Not the same.
They ain't the same.
They ain't the same.
Same thing, man.
Keyshawn knows it as well as anybody.
I'm trying to sell me some bad product,
he
man.
He knows it. He knows it.
Is Joe Burrow the real MVP? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. What did Key see this weekend?
Doesn't look good. I can tell you that.
It's time for Key's Observations.
Time for Key's Observations here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Take it away.
Yes, that is correct. Key observation after this weekend's playoff divisional round. Let's knock it out the way, Yates.
Number one.
There it is.
Number one. Is the moment too big for Josh Allen and company up in Buffalo? Is it really too big? I know that we've had this conversation about Dak Prescott versus Josh Allen. Is it the same thing? The only thing we can point to is that he probably has better quarterback talent than Dak Prescott. But in the end, same thing to me. You're turning the football over. You're giving it to the other team. You're losing playoff games. You haven't advanced your team to the Super Bowl yet. But yet and still, we continue to push you up at the top along with Sean McDermott. Let's figure out what happens next year, because that's all we can point to.
Number two.
Number two is Joe Burrow, the real MVP. I know we talk about Patrick Mahomes, and I know we've been talking about Jalen Hurts and a host of other guys like Josh Allen. But we never really mentioned Joe Burrow in these conversations. We mentioned Tua earlier in the year. But Joe Burrow just seems cool, calm, and collective. He laughs it off. He has all the swag in the world. Nothing rattles him. As Max continues to mention 17,855 times, he won a championship in LSU and he did this and that. Yeah, we get that. But we're talking about the National Football League. Is he the real MVP? And if he goes to the Super Bowl this year, he'll probably win the MVP in the Super Bowl.
Number three.
So much for the Jalen Hurts is being hurt, right? So much for that, Max and Jay. and Nunu took care of the Giants, beat them up real bad. I know the Giants weren't supposed to be there. Jalen Hurts was going to win this game regardless. I get all that. But the fact of the matter is that he went out there, and I blinked, and it was 14-0. And he was supposed to have a bad shoulder. I think he lured everybody asleep, made them feel like something was really wrong with his shoulder. Smart on his part. They got out of there with a W. They're going to host the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday in the link. And let's see if they can move on to the Super Bowl.
I think his shoulder was hurt. That's what's so insane about it. He still played like it was ridiculous.
Number four.
Number four, the 49ers move heaven and earth to go get Christian McCaffrey. And guess what? It paid off. They're in the NFC Championship game again. This is the third time in four seasons in an NFC Championship game. Now they're doing it with Brock Purdy and Christian McCaffrey in the backfield. Unbelievable. Think about it. Christian McCaffrey was on a sorry-ass team in Carolina. He leaves the Carolina Panthers. Could have gone to the Los Angeles Rams and been at home with us. But then instead he makes the smart move, goes back to the Bay Area where he's from, or he's from Denver, but the Bay Area, went to college at Stanford. Down the street in Palo Alto, decides to go to the 49ers, and see, now he's playing in the NFC Championship game, one game away from playing in the Super Bowl. You don't think John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan got that one right? I don't know who do. There you go.
That's
Those are my ops.
You know,
no, I didn't mention Dak Prescott. There's nothing to observe there.
Nothing to observe. I observed that he turned the ball over twice and lost the game. But, hey, Key, the thing about Jalen Hurts, I want to get back to it. Jalen Hurts, and you were on Jalen Hurts very early. Jalen Hurts is so damn good that I think I think it was pretty obvious from the play calls early that there was something wrong with his shoulder. And he was throwing dimes from the pocket. Like, I think at this moment in time, if you had to say, where do all the quarterbacks rank in the league? To me, at this moment, it would go one is Mahomes, two is Burrow, three is Hurts in the NFL. That's how that would be my top three quarterbacks right now.
That's fine. You can flip them however you want to. I mean, it could be one, two, two, three. Nobody's catching Mahomes right now.
Right.
But
Mahomes
everybody else is just kind of – all the good ones are all in the same kind of bag. I like quarterbacks. Look, man, you know how I am. All the cute stuff is great. But at the end of the day, what are you really truly doing for me to help me win? Like, are you really helping me win, or is it the hype? And, oh, we liked your arm, and your hair hangs out the back of your helmet, and you wear Cartier glasses and a mink coat, and you got swag, and all the brothers like you. All that's cool. But are you helping me win? That's the thing that Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow and Jalen Hurts are doing, and now Brock Purdy. Josh Allen and Dak Prescott, they have great regular seasons, and their teams do well. But in the end, are you getting me to the ultimate goal, which is to win a championship? And it's hard to do. I know how hard it is to win a championship, but when it's on you to lift everybody else up and you're not doing it, Jalen Hurts is certainly doing it. Joe Burrow's doing it. Brock Purdy's obviously doing it. You know, so when you start to look at these other quarterbacks, it's very easy to look at the numbers and the statistics and get lost into that and how big and strong they are, and they drafted them for these reasons. No, they drafted them to win championships, man.
So I know we're always going to focus on the quarterbacks because quarterbacks sell, and they are the most marketable individuals on teams, right? Yo, but, I mean, there was a video clip of Nick Sirianni that was going viral about, I know what the blank I'm doing. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Yeah.
But, like, think about him and Steichen.
And I'm allowed to be down here.
Yeah, exactly. And Philly fans are like, that's exactly who we love. That's who we're talking about. Yo, they pounded the ball on the ground. They ran for 268 yards. 268. So I know Jalen Hurts gets a lot of credit, but damn. Like, we go back to the lack of the Bills' ability to run the ball. Philly has that ability. When you talk about Gainwell rushing for 112 yards, Sanders rushing for 90 yards, Hurts rushing for 34 yards, they have so many options in conjunction with Hurts' ability to throw the ball. That's what makes their offense so dynamic.
Yeah, Philly fans didn't even want Nick Sirianni a year ago.
Right?
Yeah. And by the way, including
Pat Costello.
Guys, Howie Roseman, the GM, built their first and only Super Bowl championship team. Decided, as Rex Ryan brought up in the last segment, to tear it all down and rebuilt a juggernaut that's in the championship game a few years later with a different head coach and a different quarterback. Oh, my God. If you're in Philly, You got to build like a statue of Roseman somewhere. If you're an Eagles fan, oh my God, what a job GMing. Yeah. And so by the way, Sirianni.
I think you're jumping ahead now, Max.
Well, if you're.
Only one person gets a statue in that town.
Rocky. That's it. No Joe Frazier, just Rocky. Key, they'll make a statue of an imaginary white guy before they'll do it for a heavyweight champion of the world. The next
stop.
But the fact is, Roseman
they have a statue
has been
of Joe Frazier.
Yeah, I know they did. They made one, but that's after enough people were like, "Hey, come on now." The fact is, Roseman has done an unbelievable job building up this team. The coaching, the coaching staff, the quarterback, the defense, they've done great.
I'm watching the game after I called a college basketball game. I'm sitting there at Oklahoma. I just did Baylor at Oklahoma. And when my text chain is just blowing up, and Pat Costello, Officer Costello here on our staff, 8,000 text messages just lambasting the Giants. I'm like, do we need that, Max?
Pat just turned 21. He gets to drink legally now. You know, he's
but I don't understand why y'all didn't respond, though.
What was I going to respond with?
Well, because you guys, it's interesting because if it was 38-7 Giants, then y'all would have been, you'd have found room to do all of that.
That feels good. Yeah. Right. It feels bad to do the other thing. Yeah, so that
what
feels
am
good
I defending?
That,
right, yeah. What am I trying to defend
up.
The Giants against
Pound
a
your
Super
chest.
Bowl
Let him
Eagles
know
team?
That it was an evaluation year. You won regardless because half the team isn't going to be here next year.
Yeah, we already know that.
Why not do
That's
that?
That's cute.
Because Pat just turned 21. He's celebrating. He's drinking. He's not in his right mind. Yeah. We'll do it when he sobers up.
A lot of angry.
To me, that's like front runners, though.
I thought Daboll was like Vince Lombardi all of a sudden.
Yeah,
Daniel Jones.
Daboll's a coach of the year.
Best quarterback in the world.
And let's slow down.
Kayvon Thibodeau was the greatest defensive player in the league. What happened to all that? 37-7? Oh, man. All right.
You got a better team, Pat.
See you later.
Have you noticed it? I don't know if Pat noticed
Pat,
it. The Eagles are very, very good.
Don't lose to the Niners.
The other thing is the Giants got as far as the Cowboys did this year. In year one, this is pre-rebuild. This is year one evaluation time, new staff. They got as far as the Cowboys did in their greatest season in 25 years.
Your face, though.
Because it goes back to, he wants to deflect back to the Cowboys.
That's right. It doesn't matter.
The Cowboys can't get out of their own way. We all know that. Yeah. They don't, for some reason, the quarterback can't figure out how to win the big one. It's the same thing. The last guy to win the big one is Troy Aikman. Tony Romo couldn't figure out how to get it done. A lot of great numbers in the regular season and all that came playoff time. Nothing. We get that. And so when you look at it, you got to sit there and say to yourself, unless something changes, we'll be having these same conversations
next year. Who's
the
best team in football top to bottom this year, Key?
I would probably say Philadelphia.
Me too. So wouldn't you say it would be a monumental failure for them to not win the Super Bowl? You better win your next two games,
Pat
Costello.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say it would be a monumental failure. No, not at all.
Allow me. Monumental failure if you don't win the Super Bowl, you're the best team in football. Now, speaking of failures, more disappointing season. Bills or Cowboys, that's coming up. ESPN Radio.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Jay Will, and Max.
I'm not saying that it hasn't been a disappointing 3 years for Josh Allen, right? But when it's all said and done, this dude has been to AFC Championship games.
All I'm saying is he's been to 6 postseason appearances. Mm-hmm. He's 3-3. Dak Prescott's been to 5. He's 2-3. Same thing to me. Both of these quarterbacks are paid to do what? Advance their team. And neither has been able to do that.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. Dan Orlovsky, ESPN football analyst.
People look at you crazy, Max, because you say crazy stuff.
I say crazy stuff?
Times.
That's rich coming from you.
But I'm accurate.
Dan Orlovsky. I know. I remember when you were telling me how good Carson Wentz was for years. Dan Orlovsky, 12-year veteran. Oh, yeah.
How's that look today?
Yeah.
How'd that look in 2019 when I said it?
No. We were arguing about it the entire time he regressed.
Shoot your shot, Dio.
How'd that turn out that year?
What's that?
That year that I told you that Wentz was better than Dak.
Oh, I was on Wentz that year.
Oh, my God. I'm done.
I was on Wentz that year.
This is the shortest segment in ESPN
Radio history. Oh, in 2019? No. In 17, I was on Wentz. By 19, he was already
regressing. Wow, you were on Wentz in 17? Yeah. Like the whole NFL was. Really went out on a limb there, Max.
There were 2 or 3 straight years where I kept telling Dan, he's regressing. He's not good. And Dan swore, no, he's great. And then he lost his job. And then finally, about a month after he lost his job, Dan came on and was like, you know what? Maybe he wasn't as good as I thought.
That 1 year, yes. I agree with that. Yeah.
What do you think of Dak yesterday, though?
I don't know why so many people are surprised by the performance. This is the Dak Prescott that we have gotten for 99% of this season. The reality is the Cowboys lost this football game because their quarterback did not play good enough. And I say good enough specifically because they didn't need him to be great. They needed him to be good. They needed him to be solid. And the disappointing part was he couldn't give them that. This is the second year in a row they go against a very good team and they get 23 scored on them and 19 scored on them. And in both games, I never felt like Dallas is going to win this game. I never felt they scored 17 last year and 12 this year. And when you go rewatch that game, the most glaring thing that stands out is, one, there's not a single time in my notes where I write down nice play by the quarterback. 6 times I did that for Brock Purdy. 6. Last pick of the draft. On 3rd down, Brock Purdy and Dak Prescott, both yesterday dropped back to pass 13 times on 3rd down. Brock Purdy 6 times got first downs. Dak Prescott twice.
So in other words, there are 2 interceptions. Those are awful. But you don't even have any stars next to any Dak Prescott plays.
No.
No good plays.
No. And I got so many. Man, like, what happened? And everyone's going to point to the final drive. There's 2 plays in the second half. The drive before the final drive is really where it goes haywire. First of all, you guys remember the great play by Fred Warner down the middle of the field, the CeeDee Lamb? He's got T.Y. Hilton wide open for a walk-in touchdown. 10 yards to the left. And you don't need to be a football savant to know pre-snap when you're looking at the picture. There's a ton of space over there. There's nobody on the defense over there. That guy might be open. And he doesn't even look there. He just 1-2-3. I'm throwing this to CeeDee Lamb. The drive before the final drive, the first down when he almost throws the interception to Drake Greenlaw, for all you Cowboys fans that want to jump into my mentions and say all those things to me, it's the same play that I broke down for you guys against the Houston Texans where he goes to the wrong place. Same exact play, same exact coverage. So you guys can do all the hating all you want. The second down is a touchdown. It's a touchdown if he throws on time. And the third down, when he runs into a sack, he's got T.Y. Hilton wide open again on the curl. I can't tell everybody what's happened, or I can't tell everybody why what's happened has happened with Dak Prescott. I don't know the exact whys because I'm not in that room every day, but he was outplayed, and that's disappointing for them.
Yeah, no, it is very, very disappointing. But, Dan, you're very smart. You went to UConn. You're on television. You played in the National Football League. You played the quarterback position, by the way. And you know scores. Is 10 and 12 pretty close to the same, right? I mean, 12 points, 10 points, the same?
Yeah.
And your job as a quarterback is to do what? Get your team into the end zone and score points.
Yeah.
No matter what the rest of the team does, your job specifically is to do those things and not give the football to the other team. So what did you make of Josh Allen's performance? What did you make of Josh Allen's performance yesterday?
Josh didn't play well. I think the the reality for Buffalo right now is they got some big decisions to make. I said this like 2 months ago, Key. I don't think this Buffalo Bills offense is nearly as talented as people make it out to be, okay? One, they got whooped at the line of scrimmage by Cincinnati's defensive front. Two, not only did Josh Allen miss Brian Daboll, the whole offense did. That's not a shot at Ken Dorsey. He's a really good coach. Or Joe Brady, their quarterback. Both very good coaches. But they got to get back to finding a way to get Josh settled down a little bit. There was such little on play or on time and in structure stuff in their offense this year. And you saw it. And I remember against the Jets, I made the comment, right now this offense is third and hope. Get the third down and hope the quarterback does something special. And sometimes he does and sometimes he doesn't. But they got to figure out a way to get Josh back into just settling him down a little bit this offseason, playing a little bit in structure, not thinking that he's got to go be Superman all the time. But his performance was markedly better than Dak Prescott's yesterday. Both, neither of them didn't play well enough. Dak was poor. Josh just was didn't have a dominant performance. He was okay.
Did they both lose, though?
Yeah.
And neither one has gotten their team to the Super Bowl.
Neither one is the reason they lost, though. Or Josh is not the reason they lost. Dak was the reason the Cowboys lost.
When I have a quarterback.
Hold on, Key. Are you trying to put Josh Allen and Dak Prescott into the same category?
Yes. Yeah, that was my problem, Dan. I said there's no way in hell they are.
Absolutely. I'm not talking about talent. I'm not talking about piercing the ball through the snow. I'm not talking about big and strong. I'm talking about winning. Same. Key. It's the same thing. That's all I'm talking about.
Winning.
Same thing.
We're talking about winning?
We're talking about winning. Winning it all. Dak Prescott hasn't won it all, and neither has Josh. Josh comes in, is supposed to be the Super Bowl favorite. He's the hype machine. I like him. All I'm trying to say is when pressure comes to bear, look at these numbers statistically, man. Just look at them. They're damn near the same.
They're damn near not the same, Key.
Oh, God, stop. QBR, 68.68. Wait, hold on. QBR, 68.6, 67.4. Is that not the same?
Okay, yep. you have a singular number that is the same. Correct. You have completion percentage and QBR.
And touchdown interception ratio, basically the same. Everything.
Basically, there isn't the same.
Josh Allen's better rushing the ball. He runs the ball more.
Key, all right, Key. I honest question here, and you know you're my guy. I love you. Like you're my boy.
No, I'm taking Josh Allen if you're on the board. Don't ask me the dumb question.
Okay.
We all know that.
Okay.
What's nuts, what's crazy is he's taking Josh Allen above a bunch of guys. Like, he has Josh Allen higher than I do and then turns around and says he's the same thing as Dak Prescott.
Yes, in these moments, in these divisional playoffs, in these wild card games, leading the league in turnovers, How can we just gloss over that?
No, I don't think anyone's glossed over that with Josh Allen. We've talked about that a lot this year.
But that is part of the problem, just like with Dak Prescott.
But has
part
Dak ever been to an NFC championship game?
The other team.
Has Dak ever been to an NFC championship game?
No.
Okay. And
a
I think
Josh Allen went, place for the
and
Cowboys.
Josh Allen's been the
but,
one.
But Key,
yes,
I think there's a couple points here to make, Key. I think that one, Josh Allen's highs, Dak doesn't match those. So, yes, you are going to get some giveaways with Josh Allen at times, but you know the special player that he is, those highs erase some of them. Dak's not that. Two, no one should be shocked by what happened in Buffalo, really, yesterday. If you've watched this Buffalo team, the decimation of injuries, the reality that they don't have a third receiver, and Gabe Davis is good, but he's not a dynamic number two. He's a good player.
No question about it. When he went off against Kansas City, I told people, I'm like, y'all putting him way out there.
Yeah,
too fast.
And I think the reality is this. Everybody, I think analysts, whether you hate them or love them, Cowboys fans, Cowboys Nation, the Cowboys, they want the player to be as good as the person when it comes to Dak Prescott. Everyone knows he's a great person. His story's tremendous. They say the human being is a 10 out of 10. The player's not. And you root for the person to become what they want as the player. And he's not. He's just not. He is a good player that is in the Kirk Cousins, Derek Carr, Daniel Jones world. That's what he is as a player.
I just like for my quarterbacks, to help me get somewhere. And to me, they both the same because neither one of them got
right,
there.
Listen,
that's just me.
We have much more coming up.
Sorry,
that is Dan Orlovsky,
Dan.
Ladies and gentlemen. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Same guy.
He is.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Dennis and Arnell and all kinds of people want to weigh in. Let's start with Devin, Lake Charles. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Yo, what's Dev? Going on?
What's good?
What's up, Devin?
What's going on, Max? What's going on, Dano? Man, I can't say that I give Josh Allen the same energy as Dak Prescott, because if Josh Allen had any run game or Von Miller, I think we're talking about a different type of game.
But this is the thing that killed me with people. If he had this and if he had that. Well, if the Cowboys had Sean Payton, they probably went 12 Super Bowls. I mean, like, come on. If I had Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and Joe Montana and Steve Young and Donovan McNabb, like, I'd be in the Hall of Fame.
Jay, you know what's weird about I want to show everyone something, okay? Key?
Yes.
You are saying Josh Allen, Dak Prescott, same thing. You look at the numbers,
in the postseason,
okay.
Same thing.
Now watch this. Key, every quarterback in the NFL is available to you. Who are you taking first on your team?
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, Mahomes, right. Now Mahomes is off the board. You have anyone but Mahomes. Who are you taking?
Can I have a psychologist with me all the time?
Sure.
I'm taking Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers. Okay, so this is Key's ranking so far for what he wants.
A caveat of a
Mahomes one, Rodgers two, right?
And because I'm gonna go crazy dealing with Aaron Rodgers.
Listen, over the last 5 years in the NFL, that's 1 and 2. Really, Mahomes and Rodgers. Okay, who's three? You can't have Mahomes. You can't have Rodgers. Who are you taking on your team, Keyshawn Johnson team?
Joe Burrow. Most likely Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. So you're taking him ahead of every, like, I'm saying it's not the same as Dak, but I have Burrow ahead of Allen. I have Hurts ahead of Allen, even if the resume is a little small. And I would have Lamar ahead of Josh Allen if he's healthy, right? You're taking Josh Allen. I would take Herbert over Josh Allen. And I love Josh Allen.
You know why?
Why?
Because Sean McDermott and Ken Dorsey ain't going to be my head coach and my offensive coordinator.
Ah.
So
it's not Josh Allen. It's the coaches.
For me, I can clean some stuff up for him and not have him do too much. So I'd like his talent. I love his talent. But at the end of the day, based on what the cards that he's dealt, this is the results that we're getting. And I feel the same way about Dak Prescott to a degree, that if he may have had a little bit of different circumstances, maybe he's coached up differently than he is right now. With that being said, I'm still taking Josh Allen's talent. So if you tell me, you say, hey, if you had a chance between Josh Allen, Dak Prescott with Sean Payton as his head coach, which one would you take? I'm taking Josh Allen.
I see. He's distinguishing between talent and actual results and level. Yeah.
So I want to go back to the Bills for a second, because Key, you said it's a Sean McDermott thing potentially. So I take it one step even further, because, you know,
Ken Dorsey too now.
Ken Dorsey too, the OC. Okay, I got you. But isn't it a Brandon Bean thing as well? Isn't he the one helping them choose personnel So, like, you know, it's almost the same thing, like, with Lamar, and you think about what's happening with the Ravens. Like, so much of their offensive scheme is based around the run game with Lamar. But, like, we talked about the fact that what if the Bills had got a guy like Christian McCaffrey? How much more dynamic their offense would have been with a running back that actually can give them a different feel where you're not relying upon Josh Allen to be that guy each and every game.
They made a run at him, but he elected to do something
different.
And he wanted to do something different. They made a run at it. All Brandon Bean has done is move the needle and push to go get players and make the Bills. The reason Josh Allen is Josh Allen because he made a trade to go get Stephon Diggs. Okay, Knox the tight end.
Yep.
He moved on from Moss the running back and flipped it for Hines and now Singletary. So I'm not worried about his personnel or what he's done from an executive position at all whatsoever. None at all. They can't hold Brian Daboll back. But I said at the beginning of the year, if you remember, Max, when this all went down with Brian Daboll getting the Giants job, I said if Ken Dorsey's the offensive coordinator, they're going to miss him. They're going to miss Brian Daboll because Ken Dorsey's never done it before. Oh, he's a quarterback. He's been around it. It shouldn't change. He's not leaving the building. It doesn't matter. I'm used to hearing one thing in my head who knows how I think. All of a sudden, I get another guy in here trying to figure me out. Now, maybe next year, the numbers won't be the same on the turnover stuff, but we gloss over the turnovers with Josh Allen. We just act like they don't exist. You know, yeah,
I think it's fair to say,
it.
Key, because you said one of your like key observations, one of your lists you made before the season started was let's see like the big questions of the season. Let's see what it looks like in Buffalo without Brian Daboll, right? And now we have seen what it looks like when we also saw what it looked like with Daniel Jones and the Giants with Brian Daboll, right? So I think it's safe to say now, since that's your question going into the season, that your answer is justifiably, it looks a lot different. He had a big influence.
And you would think that Josh Allen, with his talent, would be able to overcome some of those things. Just like I told Dan a minute ago, and we can talk crazy if we want to. 12-10 is the same thing, man. You didn't put enough points up. One got 12 and one got 10. One makes 150, the other makes 180. Same thing. Same damn thing.
I keep going back to this point.
Period.
When I think it gets glossed over, man. And I'm not saying it's guys in that same conversation, but when you're going against a guy that people have referred to as the Michael Jordan of the NFL and Patrick Mahomes, and you can't get there. When you're going against Joe Burrow that has came in and has been, like, on his way to another GOAT conversation again, this dude, like, back-to-back AFC championship games, it's different than going through the NFC.
I see. I can reconcile this now. I understand, I understand what you're saying. I think it's safe to say what Key is distinguishing between, because when it comes to talent evaluation, he has him third behind Mahomes and Rodgers. That's probably right from a pure talent point of view. Lamar should be there too, but
we went to three.
But right, but you're saying, Key, talent is one thing, but then you must judge results and then decide level based on the results.
Absolutely. Why is not a variable the fact that one guy's been to an AFC championship game?
Well,
that's a
I don't agree with his assessment that it's the same thing, but I understand how
he
gets there.
So you just take that and put that into a number. I'm like, well, that stands out from just a number.
Guys, the bottom line is the Cowboys have fallen short of expectations. And the Cowboys and Bills were the two teams, and Dak and Josh Allen, the huge quarterback, and McDermott and McCarthy, the two coaches with the most pressure. What is next for the Cowboys? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.